Microsoft and OpenAI just tore up the most consequential corporate marriage in tech. No more exclusive cloud. No more revenue share strings tied to AGI. OpenAI is free to sell on AWS and Google Cloud starting now. And Microsoft voluntarily gave up the moat that built Azure into a frontier AI powerhouse. Welcome to AI in 15 for Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Tuesday show, Marcus, and the headline is The Rewrite of the Microsoft OpenAI Partnership. GitHub Copilot is moving to usage-based billing, and the subsidized inference era is officially over. A 4-terabyte breach at AI staffing firm Mercor just handed deepfake operators 40,000 turnkey impersonation kits. China killed Meta's $2 billion acquisition of Manus after the deal had already closed. DeepSeek shipped V4 and now leads the world on Toad Forces. And an open-source coding agent built by one developer just beat JetBrains and Google on the leading terminal benchmark. The Microsoft OpenAI marriage is officially open. Copilot stops eating Microsoft's inference bill on June 1st. And 40,000 voice prints plus matching IDs hit the dark web. Lead story, Marcus. Yesterday, Microsoft and OpenAI announced the biggest restructuring of their partnership since the original 2019 billion-dollar deal. Walk me through what actually changed.
Three big things, Kate. First, Microsoft's exclusive right to sell OpenAI's models is dead. OpenAI can now ship its full product line on AWS and Google Cloud. Second, Microsoft gives up its revenue share obligation on OpenAI products it resells through Azure. Third, the murky AGI declaration clauses, the language that previously governed when Microsoft's IP rights would expire, have been dramatically simplified and replaced with hard dates.
And the financials underneath it.
Microsoft's stake is worth roughly $135 billion, about 27% on a diluted basis, after October's restructure. They keep an IP license through 2032, but it's now non-exclusive. OpenAI keeps paying Microsoft a revenue share through 2030, same percentage rate, but with a previously undisclosed cap and no AGI contingency. Azure remains the, quote, primary cloud partner with first shipment rights. But Microsoft can pass on supporting new OpenAI capabilities, which frees OpenAI to ship them elsewhere.
Why now? Why did Microsoft give up exclusivity voluntarily?
They didn't, really. They were boxed in. OpenAI committed $38 billion to AWS in February, and Amazon put $50 billion into OpenAI. The Stargate buildout is now 7 gigawatts and $400 billion over 3 years. Microsoft simply couldn't supply that capacity alone, and OpenAI was already routing around them. The restructure is Satya Nadella formalizing what was already happening on the ground.
Who's the biggest winner here?
Google, indirectly. Every other frontier lab already runs on Google's TPU-8 chips. OpenAI couldn't because of Azure exclusivity. Now they can. The other winner is OpenAI itself. This deal cleans up the cap table, dates the obligations, kills the AGI trigger language that scared every IPO banker on the West Coast, and clears the runway for a real public offering. The marriage isn't over, Kate. It's just no longer monogamous, and both sides clearly prefer it that way.
Quick hits, Marcus. GitHub Copilot announced yesterday that on June 1st, every plan converts from flat-rate premium request allowances to a token-metered AI credit system.
Pro stays at $10 a month, includes $10 of credits. Pro Plus at $39, $39 in credits. Business at $19 per user, $19 in credits. Enterprise at $39 per user, $39 in credits. Code completions and next edit suggestions stay free. Everything agentic, every chat turn against a frontier model, every Copilot code review now drains the meter at published API rates. Input tokens, output tokens, and cache tokens all count.
And the model multipliers.
This is where it stings. GPT-5 and Claude Sonnet land at roughly 5 to 6 times the base rate. Claude Opus is set at 27 times. Hacker News commenters worked out that power users who were quietly burning $500 of Opus inference on a $10 plan are about to get a 50 times effective price hike.
So the free coding intelligence era is over.
What is, Kate? Microsoft was the largest distributor of frontier model inference outside the labs themselves, and they were eating an enormous loss on power users running coding agents 24/7. This is the real economics of inference catching up with the consumer market. Expect a meaningful exodus to OpenRouter and direct API providers. Expect competitive pressure on per-token pricing because Copilot now passes the API price through transparently. The Azure cross-subsidy that made Copilot feel magical is being unwound in public.
Mercor. Marcus. The AI staffing firm that supplies most of the major labs with humans for data labeling. Lapsus Dollar posted 4 terabytes of stolen data on April 4th, and the full scale only became visible yesterday.
Hacker News surfaced an analysis with 494 points. Per contractor, the dump contains a passport or driver's license scan, a webcam selfie, and a sit-down voice recording reading scripted prompts in a quiet room. 2 to 5 minutes of studio clean speech each, across 40,000 people. The original intrusion came through a supply chain compromise of Light LLM, the open source LLM proxy library, attributed to a group calling itself Team PCP. 5 contractor lawsuits hit within 10 days of disclosure.
How bad is the deepfake exposure?
Catastrophic. High quality voice cloning needs about 15 seconds of clean audio. Mercor victims have 10 times that, paired with the matching government ID. Bank voice biometrics, vishing CFOs, deepfake video calls, insurance fraud, elder care impersonation, the whole catalog just got 40,000 ready-made targets and 40,000 ready-made impersonator templates. Biometric data can never be rotated. You can't reissue your voice the way you reissue a credit card.
And the supply chain angle.
That's the part the security community keeps flagging. Mercor sits underneath OpenAI, Anthropic, and Meta. Light LLM sits underneath thousands of AI projects. 2 weak links, 1 breach, irreversible biometric exposure. The German word the HN thread keeps using is Datensparsamkeit, data frugality. The AI industry has been collecting maximum data on minimum justification, and this is the bill arriving.
China, Marcus. Beijing's National Development and Reform Commission issued a 1-line notice yesterday, prohibiting foreign investment in Manus, the agentic AI startup Meta acquired in late December.
$2 billion. Deal already substantially closed. Manus already integrated into Meta's internal systems. Executives already on Meta payroll. Beijing has effectively ordered the unwinding. Manus was originally founded in China, but relocated its corporate domicile to Singapore in mid-2025, shut its China offices, and ran its $75 million benchmark-led round entirely outside the PRC. Beijing says the deal violated Chinese export control and national security laws on outbound technology transfer.
So, Singapore wasn't far enough away.
That's the signal. China just demonstrated extraterritorial reach over a Singapore-based company on the basis of its Chinese founders and origin code. The, quote, move HQ to Singapore playbook that ByteDance and dozens of Chinese startups have leaned on just got punctured. Founders working on China origin AI tech now face real risk of being treated as PRC nationals regardless of incorporation. Second, this is China deploying its own version of US-style export controls, applied symmetrically to AI model code and agent IP. Expect every US acquirer to add China origin diligence to AI deals, and expect Chinese-founded startups to preemptively divest founders or original IP before raising Western money. The silver lining is small. Beijing just made it harder for its own founders to get acquired by anyone, which is its own form of brain drain insurance for the West.
DeepSeek V4, Marcus. We covered the launch over the weekend. New numbers came in.
V4 Pro, 1.6 trillion parameters, 49 billion active, mixture of experts. V4 Flash, 284 billion, with 13 billion active. Both support a 1 million token context. Code Forces rating of 3,206, surpassing GPT-5.4. SWE Bench verified at 80.6%, within 0.2 of a point of Claude Opus 4.6. A perfect 120 out of 120 on Putnam 2025. Number 2 on Artificial Analysis's Open Weights Intelligence Index, behind only Kimi K 2.6. And in 1 million token mode, it uses 27% of the per token flops and 10% of the KV cache of V3.2.
So a year after V3 cratered NVIDIA's stock, they're back at the open weights frontier.
At a fraction of the price, on MIT-style licensing, on Hugging Face, available globally. Kate, the strategic angle worth flagging is the release cadence and the distribution model. Free near-frontier coding models undercut the economics of paid U.S. alternatives, normalize PRC-trained values and refusals into the global AI dependency stack. One Hacker News commenter put it bluntly, quote, DeepSeek V4 is good enough, really, really good given the price. That's exactly the response Beijing wants from Western developers. The pricing pressure on Anthropic and OpenAI just got worse, at the same moment Microsoft is unwinding the cross-subsidy that made Copilot affordable. The squeeze is coordinated, intentional, and effective.
OpenAI published a new principles document Sunday, Marcus, and the AGI language quietly disappeared.
Sam Altman posted a five-principle framework Sunday, replacing the 2018 charter. Democratization, empowerment, universal prosperity, resilience, and adaptability. The democratization plank says OpenAI will, quote, resist the potential of this technology to consolidate power in the hands of the few, and that decisions should flow through democratic processes, quote, not just made by AI labs. Hacker News was not gentle. The top reply pointed out that the obvious way to serve democratization would be publishing weights and research, which OpenAI has progressively stopped doing. Another reader resurfaced the old charter language, committing OpenAI to stop competing and assist a value-aligned competitor that approached AGI first. That language does not survive into the new document.
And the timing.
One day before the Microsoft restructuring announcement. The old charter had AGI declaration triggers embedded in OpenAI's governance. The Microsoft contract simplification stripped those triggers out. The new principles document strips the language out of the public-facing identity at the same time. The framing has shifted from, quote, we are a safety-first AGI lab with binding constraints, to, quote, we are a company that wants AI to be widely available. That reads more like pre-IPO risk factor cleanup than a governance reaffirmation. There's still no commitment to refuse military or mass surveillance contracts, which OpenAI walked back publicly in 2024. The AGI mission language is being retired in plain sight, and the only people pointing it out are Hacker News commenters.
Last technical story, Marcus. Dirac, an open-source coding agent built by a solo developer,
hosted a 65.2% score on Terminal Bench 2 using Gemini 3 Flash Preview. Beat Google's own official baseline at 47.6. Beat JetBrains' closed-source Juni CLI at 64.3. At 64.8% lower cost, a 2.8 times cost reduction. No benchmark-specific scaffolding. The trick is hash-anchored file edits with single-token Myers diff outputs. AST-aware context selection that avoids reading whole source files. Aggressive parallelism. And a tool registry where the agent decides when to call tools, not just what.
Two takeaways for listeners building anything.
First, the harness matters more than the model. Going from 48 to 65% on the same Gemini 3 flash backbone is a bigger jump than most model upgrades deliver. Second, an open-source one-person project, just beat well-funded commercial agents on the most credible coding benchmark, on a non-frontier model at a fraction of the cost. The era where the leading agentic coding tools are necessarily closed-source and venture-funded is visibly ending. Picking the right harness is now as important as picking the right model.
Last quick hit, Marcus. The labor story we've been tracking.
Meta cutting 8,000 jobs starting May 20th, 10% of staff, plus 6,000 more roles unfilled. Microsoft, in a first for the 51-year-old company, opened voluntary buyouts to roughly 7% of U.S. employees, potentially another 8,750 cuts. Total U.S. tech layoffs in 2026 already passed 92,000. The framing from executives is no longer macro slowdown. It's explicitly that Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta, and Amazon are spending close to $700 billion on AI CapEx this year and need to claw efficiency back from headcount.
So CapEx is being financed in part by labor cost cuts.
That's the pattern locking in across hyperscalers. AI tools are simultaneously the cause and the budgetary justification. We need to spend on GPUs so we save on people. For listeners, this is the most directly career-relevant story of the week. Entry-level and generalist IT hiring is visibly compressing. AI-specialized roles continue to get bid up. The middle is where the squeeze is happening.
Tuesday Big Picture, Marcus.
Today's stories braid into one argument, Kate. The economics of inference and AI infrastructure are now binding. The cross-subsidies that powered the 2024-25 boom, Azure subsidizing OpenAI, Microsoft subsidizing Copilot users, hyperscalers subsidizing each other through partnership equity, are being unwound and repriced in real time. Costs are showing up where the actual costs are, per token in the API meter, per gigawatt in the Stargate budget, per headcount on the org chart. Meanwhile, China is exploiting that pricing pressure with free near-frontier open weights and locking down its own AI talent and IP from leaving the country. The race is no longer just about model quality. It's about who can sustain 400 billion infrastructure builds without breaking either their balance sheet or their workforce.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.